It is very strange sometimes where the stories on this programme go. And yesterday, the story veered towards birds robbing stones from graves, as in the small decorative gravestone chippings. And I have to say, we were quite taken aback with the sheer number of people who have been affected by this. Decorative stones on the graves of their loved ones and friends being whisked away by birds for whatever reason. So it is a real problem. And as I said yesterday, one woman sent us a photograph of a grave beside her parents where there was literally no stones left on the grave whatsoever. And other people contacted me personally yesterday after we raised it to say it was an issue with people that they had known as well. Monumental sculptor Martin Cadden of Sligo is on line four. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Niall.
And thanks for joining us. Are the people...
Morning to your listeners.
And are the listeners right? Is this a problem?
It is a problem, Niall, with a certain chipping. I can assure you, I don't know what grave you're talking about, where it is. I didn't hear the programme, but they weren't green chips. They weren't silver grey. They weren't a black chip that was taken or a recycled glass chip that was taken. There would have been a small, round, honed chip. I did two jobs in Strandhill myself. And one of them was literally cleaned in front of my eyes. You couldn't keep the blackbirds away.
So they're little roundy stones. Is that what they're? Yeah.
Yes. But however, to get on to the next story, I did a job for a woman in Strandhill, and she was from Ballina, and she wanted these small round chips. And I said, "Now, we won't put them on it." I said, "Because they won't last, and you'll be on to me." Well, that's what the deceased wanted. That's what the deceased wanted. So I said, "We'll have a go at it." I said, "When are you coming to Sligo?" And she said she was coming next week, whatever day it was. We put the chippings on it. And within an hour, Niall, the blackbirds were using all the headstones around as perches and destroyed each and every one of them. And before the end of the following day or two, the grave was clean. You wouldn't sweep it as well with a brush.
And it's quite incredible. This is a new phenomenon to me, I have to say, but...
No, this has been happening for years.
For years.
But you asked that woman that was on, and remember what I said to you, the word in green, the word in blue, the word in a silver grey chip, the bird has no interest in any of them.
What do you know of the birds and what they're interested in and why they're interested in it and do you know why they're doing this?
Niall, I was talking to one or two people and it's just something that we came up with, but I don't know. Do they think that they're bird eggs or what? I don't know. But they'll open their beak and they'll take a big stone and they'll head off with it. And many's the time they'll drop them here, there and everywhere. It'll fall out of their beak. And they'll just do a circle and back again and pick another one.
It seems quite incredible to me. And as you said, you saw it with your own eyes when you were...
It was like being at a film watching this for the crack. And they'd light on it and lift them and fly off. And the place was swarming with blackbirds. You just find out what colour was the chip.
Yeah, the ones were sent to us, I have to say, you were right. They were the darker, blacky-grey colour.
No. That's what it is. They're coming in a mixture.
Yeah.
They're a small little round honed chip. They're not polished. They're honed. And I would never put them on, I would never recommend anybody put them on a grave.
We'll have to get on to an ornithologist or something to find out what is the reason. Why are they taking these stones? What use do they have for them?
Well, one thing for sure is I personally never saw one of them afterwards. They just flew off in all directions.
Right, okay. So, I mean, supposedly this is... Well, presumably this is in your mind when you're doing your business and when you're advising people what to put on their graves. You make them aware of this.
Exactly. Exactly. Make them aware of it. Tell them the ins and outs. And that woman that came to me from Ballinash, she couldn't get over it. She watched them with her own two eyes.
Yeah.
And we changed the colour completely then to a golden brown chip, and then never touched them.
I don't know how to say. Quite incredible. And you had advised that lady that there could be a problem, and she was.
I did indeed.
Yeah.
I did indeed. But sure, look, everyone learns by their mistakes.